Virginia Democrat, NAACP leaders face felony charges in monument destruction. By Kyle Morris on August 17, 2020. A Democrat Virginia state senator has been charged with two felonies for her involvement in the destruction of a Confederate monument during a protest in Portsmouth, according to local authorities. The announcement of the charges was discussed on Monday by Police Chief Angela Green, who held a briefing to discuss the Independent. Police conducted investigation into the protest. The destruction of the monument came during a protest on June 10 in Oldietown and has led to felony charges of conspiracy to commit a felony and felony injury to a monument in excess of $1,000 placed against State Senator Louise Lucas, D., Portsmouth NAACP Chapter President James Boyd, School Board Member Lakeisha Atkinson, and other members of the NAACP. Others who are facing charges of felony injury to a monument in excess of $1,000 include public defenders Brenda Spry, Alexandra Stevens, and Meredith Kramer. Other non-prominent local residents charged with felonies include Kimberly Wimbush, Dana Worthington, Amir Bethay, Brandon Woodard, Hannah Renee Rivera, and Raymond J. Brothers. According to reporters in attendance at the briefing, Portsmouth Delegate Don Scott, who is representing Lucas, said that he and Lucas were not aware of the charges until today. During the destruction of the statue, one individual, Chris Green, was severely injured and taken to Sentara Norfolk General Hospital. Green is now undergoing rehab with therapists in Richmond to recover from the incident. According to Green, police are still investigating the matter and will continue to charge people should other identities be revealed. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.